You know a song's powerful when it survives not decades, but centuries! I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, May 6th, 2026, and we just heard BTS with Buddy to Buddy. Now, a song from hundreds of years ago is having a moment again right now. All thanks to K-pop, y'all. Yes, I am talking about Arirang, Korea's most iconic folk song. Which is trending thanks to BTS's huge comeback stage that took place in Gwanghwamun in March. And for fans who loved it and want to find out more about the traditional Korean song that's full of Korea's unique sense of deep sorrow and resentment known as Han and its different versions by region, there's a huge festival that kicks off tomorrow. The Midang Arirang Festival, y'all, which has been officially recognized as one of Korea's top cultural tourism events for 10 years straight. And it's going to take place from May 7th till the 10th in Midang South, Gyeongsang Province. The festival is in its 68th edition this year and will be held near the scenic Yeongnam-ru Pavilion and the Midang River. Now, this year's theme? Arirang, Beyond the Era to the Future! Translation, Arirang is not just for your grandparents' playlist anymore, y'all. And there is certainly something for everyone, from hands-on activities to performances like the Midang River Odyssey and a multimedia spectacle combining history and storytelling. So whether you're into history, music, or just a really good festival vibe, Arirang is calling! And you better answer. So, here's the perfect song to motivate you. It's Song So-hee with Midang Arirang. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab the drink of choice that you're craving right now. And get ready for all the news that we have in store for you that you might have just wanted to hear about, because it's very exciting. Yes, it is very exciting. And you're gonna wanna learn and jot this all down right now. Now, speaking of Arirang and traditional Korean music, Meet Korea's crunchy golden brown snacks covered in crushed peanuts that have been, you know, all the talk of the town right lately. And of course, they have good taste in music, apparently. So, these delicious snacks, born in 1975, caused quite a sensation when they were first launched. And I mean, factories just couldn't keep up with the demand. Now, in its first year alone, 5 million bags sold, and even during tough times, like in 1997, Asian financial crisis. Yes, this snack didn't just survive, it thrived. Why? Because it was filling, affordable, and apparently comforting enough that people joked the snack made life worth living. And as with all hit products, the snack's popularity continues to this day. So what's the secret? Everybody wants to know, why? Why? How is this snack's longevity still going? It's taste for music. So the creators say the dough literally listens to traditional Korean music, or kugak, while it rises. We're talking instruments like the janggu, the taegeum, even the ajeng or ajang. Basically a full kugak orchestra, y'all. That's crazy. A snack listening to music, playing the dough's favorite kugak songs like pangat taryong, which is like pounding song, or Shinbennuri, which is the new boat ride. Now, they say it's because sound vibrations help the yeast become more active, making the texture softer and tastier. It almost sounds like the dough is having fun vibing with the beat. So next time you're enjoying a snack, just remember, some are made with sugar and spice, while others, they be vibing out with a little bit of traditional Korean rhythm. All right? So, if you're making snacks right now, put the speaker up to them right now, because we got music. We got 도두리 with Just Like a Dream, 꿈만 같았다. And then, 서도 band with Boat Song, 뱃 노래. requests and responses. That's right. You know we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuning in to which songs you want to listen to next. So we're going to read out all your messages and blast out all the requested songs, and you got to stick with us to the end, because one of you guys are going to get a prize. So one of you lucky people, we're going to send a prize to. And if you don't win today, you can always check back to see if you won on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces. So get those requests in right now. And if they don't get played today, we'll play it throughout the week. All right? So we're going to start off with the first request, and it is by at Walk With Books. Hey, DJ Brian and the KBC family around the world. I'd like to request 동해 song, Hey, 떴다, or 떴네. And if you guys saw my tubes, he was at my house, and we blasted his song in my movie room. And the dude cannot drink, and he took a sip of Eunhyuk's drink and literally was drunk. Anyways, if you guys haven't checked it out yet, Super Junior was on Brian's YouTube channel. Yes, he was. The Brian. Seriously, go watch it. I always lose track of time on his channel. It's just so much fun. Everyone, go check it out. Thank you very much. Yes, and always watch the past episodes as well. But the episode with them was a lot of fun, even though Donghye came to my house very late. Eunhyuk showed up first. Donghye came late and then left first. And then Eunhyuk and I had a good time afterwards, just catching up and talking. Yes. But the song was great. I think our ears almost popped. If you don't know, when we're filming in the movie room, we actually had the volume so loud. I felt bad for the camera guys because they're sitting right next to the front speaker and the subwoofer. And I forgot that it was so loud because we played it loud enough that, because I felt like, you know, it was a day of his music video release. And I was like, you know, he wanted to hear the music. We're blasting it. You know, it's Tonya's first solo ever. You know, he never released a solo album in his life as Super Junior. So I'm like, wow, let's blast a solo song. Not realizing the camera guy's ears were right up to the speaker. So I think they went deaf that day at my house. I feel so bad. But either way, Tonya, this is for you. All right, requested by at Walk With Books. Hey. Hey, Rise. Check it out. All right, that was Donghae from Super Junior with his first ever solo album. And the first track is called Hae Donghae, requested by at Walk With Books. And we're going to move on to our next request from at RadhakrishnaPillai_N. Hello, DJ Brian. I'd like to request Supernova by aespa. Thanks in advance. And y'all know they're going on tour again. And I think I might want to go to the August concert in Seoul. Not saying I'm definitely going. I got to reach out to the peoples. So if I am there, I'll say hi to people in the KBC world. And yeah, Supernova. I'm going to have to listen to their album again. Because I know the melodies. I never know the lyrics. That's the bad thing. Anyways, next one. Before that, we also had HM Tarek requesting Supernova as well. Yeah. It is a fun song, though. Yeah. Good song to listen to when you're working out as well. And then we have our next request from Shay Baral. Hi, DJ Brian. Can I request Stay? It's a song by Stray Kids. Always keep the energy going. Yes. And if my cousin Diane from California is listening, she is a Stray Kids stan. She loves Stray Kids. I have a video of her drunk when I was with her on New Year's Eve. Like yelling it, like, oh my god, Ova, I love Stray Kids. I'm gonna put that on my SNS one day. She's gonna hate me, but okay, we got the two requested songs right now, aespa with Supernova and Stray Kids with Stay 별빛. All right, that was Stray Kids with Stay 별빛. All right, and we got more requests right now. And right after this, we have to announce our winner, which means if you guys are tuning in right now and you think your song's going to be played, you can't go nowhere because it might be you. All right, next one is from A-Ra from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian. Please play ASAP by Stay C. All right, ASAP, ASAP. We got that ready for you. So you might win. Somebody else might win. Either way, don't go nowhere. All right. And then we have the last request for today by at Regina Mars. Swicey by Eunice. Please, DJ Brian. In my mind, that's how you're saying it. Please. Because you really want us to play the song. You wouldn't just be like, please, Brian. No. That's not going to get me to play your song. Okay? Swishy. Okay, it's not Swicey. My bad. It is Swishy. All right? Swishy. All right, guys. It is time to wrap up our segment with these two songs. And we still have the winner to be announced. So don't go nowhere. Stacy with ASAP and Eunice with Swishy. Alrighty, y'all know what time it is. It is time for us to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is at Walk With Books. Woo! Winner, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing to us. kpop@kbs.co.kr with a gram handle, name, message board ID, and whatever it was you got in contact with us with so we can find you, including the date that you've won. It makes it much easier for us to find you. Alrighty, so we can send you that prize. And now it is time for more music. We got New Jeans with Cool With You and Hearts to Hearts with Rude. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. It is time for us to wrap up our show. We appreciate you guys all the time. And we have a great song taking us out by Pentagon, Beautiful Goodbye. Our producer is Chetan Guan. Our writer is Cameron Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.